Let's laugh at ourselves. We didn't have a chance to do this on Friday. I'm sure we could have done it for Friday fun, but we had bigger fish to fry there. We had two landmark moments on our program last week from an idiocracy standpoint, from a comedy standpoint, that I've listened to several times.
Man, me too.
Both E-Break candidates, one E-Break winner.
A clean sweep.
Yes.
E-Break winner.
Historic.
In which I can explain where I was headed, but this is your E-Break winner.
And I really thought...
You thought that was your
moment.
If
I could get that trip, then that would be like 84 Fleer. Let's just get them all signed. Like, they're all there. That feels like the biggest loser idea I ever had as a 12-year-old.
I honestly don't think as much, because I loved the Rangers. We lived 5 minutes from the ballpark. It was just, I'm tugging on my dad.
Gross. His,
whoa.
That didn't sound right.
Is this related to the cabin?
You really wanted to go.
It's just kid stuff.
Just doing anything to convince him.
Okay, Corby. You got me. We're going.
What was it you wanted to do again?
Yes to anything. So finish the story.
Anyway,
tugging on my dad. I can't go on. Okay. I would do anything to go to those games. All right.
So good.
So you know what I was trying to say? What would I follow that up with? That I skipped?
Yeah, you were
tugging on my dad's shirt or
like,
his arm.
Yeah. Tugging on his arm like, let's go to the Ranger game. Come on.
Let's go.
Right.
And I stopped because I didn't say my dad's. I said my dad. And then I paused because I caught myself not saying dad's to follow it up with arm or shirt. And then you jumped and you hear me say, right after you say gross, you hear me say his, because I was going to clarify it. But if you play it again, you can hear this. The Rangers. We lived 5 minutes from the ballpark. It was just, I'm tugging on my dad.
Gross.
Whoa.
That didn't sound right.
It's related to the cabin.
So, I did have a plan there that just didn't come to fruition the way that I intended.
Did you hear the, I don't think it was the deciding vote, but the epic vote in the E-Break that, hey, Dad, you want to have a tug?
Oh, yeah, you're right. And it was the play on
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams, yeah. You want to have a catch? Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That
anyway,
was so wonderful.
It was a great moment. And I believe it was on a Monday, too.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was like maybe within our first or second segment of the week.
Yeah, it was a helpline.
Oh, God, our first segment of the week.
Just so red hot.
Yeah, delivered that bit of gold. And I don't think that it was followed too far behind by this moment of, because we were talking tournament again, an old bully Bob starts trying to quiz us on things that are really hard to do.
Oh my gosh.
And we just didn't get it.
We're talking about 11 games on TV. 11. Not 111. 11. It will expand to 14 teams, and that will be how many games, guys? Ooh, we can play this game. In a 64-team tournament, how many games are there?
Eight.
Math is hard.
Now it's 68. How many games are there?
10.
Dave?
3,000.
Okay. In a single elimination tournament...
I'm changing my guess. I'm going with Dave's 3,000.
In a single elimination tournament of any size, take the number of teams and subtract one, and that's how many games are in the tournament.
Whoa, you just blew my mind.
Well, it's because every team loses once except the champion, and that's how you know. So if you say, There's a
are you a wizard?
There's a 68-team tournament. How many games are there? Well, guys, there are 67.
Are you from the future?
Now there's a 4-team tournament. How many games are there? 3. Like, ask me any number of teams. I'll help you.
How many teams?
No. You have to give me a number, you idiots. Boy, we have Simple Corby and Simple Dave here on Sturm Center. This is great.
Just ask me, how many teams?
God. That is absolutely talking to your two teenagers in the car, and they're only listening barely. And so when they ask,
okay, boys,
they ask for something from you, they literally just repeat what they just heard, like
yes.
You did. So good. Man, I was laughing so hard.
You're so stupid. All of it's just so
didn't seem quite as ridiculous when
stupid.
when we were part of it, but then when you hear it come through your radio, you're like, oh my gosh, we're morons.
And like when he goes, okay, this would be a good quiz. Whenever he says something like that, I'm always like, oh no.
Yeah, I always
I was told no quizzes.
Yeah. All right, who's your favorite Reds reliever, Corby? What? Wait, what?
Boy,
that is such a classic sports bully Bob moment.
But it isn't.
Well, it was great too that Ham started playing the little game showy type. Yes.
It's great education for everybody.
Yeah. Well,
you just love to throw out
how many
sports traps.
How many games are there in the Final Four?
See, that's hard. I would have to think about that.
No, it's not hard.
Well, now it's not for me because of your trick, of your wizardry.
Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah.
It's anything minus one.
Yeah.
What if you had a 298-team tournament?
That was like the, there was an 11 seed playing a 14 seed.
Mm-hmm.
And, someone was like, that's gotta be the highest two seeds if you add them up that the,
have ever played each other.
But the problem is that if there are two upsets early on, they always add up to the same number. And then, if there's not an upset, they always add up to the same number as well.
Whoa.
Right. Like, it's never like, whoa, man. Like, in the first round.
That's when you have to ask the question to whoever's saying that. Are you a wizard?
Yes.
Is a wonderful.
Are you a wizard?
DJ, did you like what you came up with?
I put my best man on it, and he did some good work on slowing this thing down. You think y'all sounded dumb before.
Okay.
This is what it sounds like now.
It will expand to 14 teams, and that will be how many games, guys? Ooh, we can play this game. In a 64-team tournament, how many games are there?
Math is hard.
Now it's 68. How many games are there?
10.
Dave?
300.
Okay. In a single elimination tournament.
I'm changing my guess. I'm going with Dave's 300.
In a single elimination tournament of any size. Any size. Take the number of teams and subtract one, and that's how many games are in the tournament.
Whoa, you just blew my mind.
Well, it's because every team loses once except the champion, and that's how you know. So if you say there's a...
Are you a wizard?
There's a 68-team tournament. How many games are there? Well, guys, there are 67.
Are you from the future?
Now there's a 4-team tournament. How many games are there? 3. Like, ask me any number of teams. I'll help you.
How many teams?
No. You have to give me a number, you idiots. Boy, we have Simple Corby and Simple Dave here on Sturm Center. This is great. See, I was accused of being a bully. Man. I think I was being a very patient teacher for a long time there until I snapped and called
you
idiots.
Until you're right in the very end. All right. What are you guys doing? It is
Bob's
like
powering through.
It is like Mr. Hand.
No, guys.
Trying to talk to Spicoli.
Okay, no, what we're gonna let's just show Obaro and Carey is what we're going to do here. So
just ask me how many teams. How many teams?
Just smoke everywhere.
All right, well, it's confirmed. God. We're stupid.
As if you didn't know already.
Yeah, we're the dummers.
How many teams?